السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون. صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, we begin by praising Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sending salutations upon our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers, you and I, we are aware that Islam is the basis of our success both in this world and in the year after. Islam has come not only to grant us felicity and success in the year after, but also to correct our relationships and to grant us success in this world. Many a times people feel that Islam is there, it will give us success and give us happiness in the year after. But Islam has come to correct all our relationships in this world and also to grant us success and a good life in this year, in this world. Says Allah in the Holy Quran, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى. Whoever does righteous deeds, be it male or female, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ, and he is a believer, فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً, we will grant him a pure and blessed life. حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً means a beautiful life. So it's not only the year after. Allah Ta'ala talks about the year after in the next portion of the verse. But Allah Ta'ala says, Islam, if you adhere to it, it will give you a hayat tayyiba. Today, let us look at how Islam corrects our relationship, or it commands us to give us good relationships throughout all our spectrums and all throughout our life. The first thing that we have to understand is to correct our relationship with Allah Ta'ala. Now, many, very important for us to understand, if we ever we want happiness, if ever we want success, you can never get happiness, you can never get success by disobeying and rebelling against the one who created happiness and success. And that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you want happiness and you want success, how can you gain that happiness and success by disobeying the one who created happiness and success? Everything comes from Almighty Allah. Therefore in Suratul Falaq, what do we do? What dua do we make? قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقِ. Say, I seek refuge from the Lord of Daybreak, مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقِ, from every evil that has been created. Because Allah Ta'ala is the one who grants and has created everything. So if you want happiness, then, and you want success, you have to obey the one who created happiness and success. Our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us this. There was a great scholar in India, Maulana Ataullah Shah Bukhari, who used to put it in this way. He said, one day I realized and looked at the greatness of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And indeed he was great. You know, Allah Ta'ala speaks about his greatness in various ways. Allah Ta'ala takes an oath by his speech, وَقِيلِهِ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ قَوْمٌ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah Ta'ala takes an oath by his life, لَعَمْرُكَ إِنَّهُمْ لَفِي سَكْرَتِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. Allah Ta'ala takes an oath in the city in which he resided, لا أقسم بهذا البلد وأنت حل بهذا البلد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him such a great rank. Allah ta'ala says, ورفعنا لك ذكرك. We have elevated your status to such a great degree, O Prophet of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one needs to elevate the status. Allah has elevated his status. Allah ta'ala gave him such a rank. When he said yes to something, it became halal. When he said no to something, it became haram. مَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوا وَمَا نَحَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. And I can go on making mention of his greatness. He said, for a moment, my mind thought, if I want any problem in my life, if I have any situation in my life, I will go to such a great person to go and ask him for assistance. He said, went through the means of his history, went through the means of his biography. I went to knock at his door. Now this is a manner of speech. Doesn't mean, you know, literally. So he said, I went to knock at his door. I saw the entire creation sleeping. And I saw this great human being making dua in front of someone else. And he was making dua and he was crying. إِنْ تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكَ. Oh Allah, if you punish My followers, they are your bondsmen. They are your servants. You have control over them. You can do so. وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ. But if you forgive them, فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Then you are all powerful, you are almighty, you can do that also. He said, then my mind made a decision. Don't go to such a great human being for assistance. Go to that being that even such great human beings go and ask assistance from. So that is our relationship with Allah. If we want success, Islam has taught us to correct our relationship with Allah to grant felicity and success to us both in this world and in the year after. The second type of relationship that Islam has come to correct is a relationship with the family. My dear respected brothers, today there is an attack on the important aspect of the family. You and I, and as Islam has taught us, family is not something that we choose just on the basis of our likes and dislikes. Family is an important institution which Islam has encouraged us and emphasized upon us to protect. And Islam has taught us that family is society in miniature. Family is society in miniature. What society and a community will become depends upon individual societies that reside in that community. If you have stable families, and if you have stable families, you will have a stable community, and you will have stable societies. One of the greatest harm in today's time is family, the institution of family is under attack through the means of various deviant ways. And once family breaks down, the entire community and society break down. And that is why Islam has taught us that you protect the family. You protect every aspect with regard to the family. You know, there is a hadith in Sahih Muslim, and it is said that Iblis puts his throne in the water, try and portray, you know, a certain degree of greatness from his side, not from our side, or from Allah Ta'ala's side. And he takes reports from all the small jinnat, the small shaitan, whom he sends out to go and mislead people. And they come back and give him a report. And one of them says that today I made this person do this evil. I made him do this evil. I made him leave his salat. I made him do this immorality. I made him do this. Iblis doesn't pay much attention to them. And then one of the small shaitan and the jinnat come and say that today I made the husband and wife fight. And I didn't leave them until the husband uttered the talaq and he broke the marriage. Iblis, after listening to all the other aspects, and then he says, you come here next to me on the throne. You today have done something more than all the other small jinnat and all the other small shaitan. You have done the greatest feat today in my eyes in terms of evil. Why? You broke down the family. He shows the greatest amount of happiness when the family breaks down. Today, my dear respected brothers, we don't have the sacredness of this family ties. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith, in one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, he does not fulfill the rights of his relatives and his family who believes that if they do good to me, I will do good to them. If they do good to me, I will do good to them. He does not fulfill the rights of his family. He does not fulfill the rights of his relatives who believe that if they do good to me, I will do good to them. But he fulfills the rights of his relatives and his family, who despite how they behave with him, he still does good to them. That is how you fulfill the rights of the family. But otherwise, if you are going to do and take this particular position, if they do good to me, I will do good to them, then even an animal does that. What makes you and distinguishes you from an animal? What distinguishes you? That even if they do bad to you, you still relate to them and you still do good to them. And what is the cornerstone with regard to, you know, the aspect of keeping good ties with your family? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith which appears in Musnad Ahmad, إِذَا أَرَادَ بِأَهْلِ بَيْتٍ خَيْرٍ أَدْخَلَ عَلَيْهِمُ الرِّفْقُ. When Allah Ta'ala wishes to do good to a family, when Allah Ta'ala wishes to bless a household, أَدْخَلَ عَلَيْهِمُ الرِّفْقُ, He introduces gentleness and kindness into that home. If you want to know, everyone today, they go to ulama, make dua Allah Ta'ala give us blessing. Make dua Allah Ta'ala gives us barakah. Here the Nabi of Allah has told you the means of attaining his barakah. Not by wazifas. Not by making, I'm not saying it's wrong to make duas. Not by wazifas. You want to bring blessedness into your home? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when Allah Ta'ala wishes to give goodness into a home, he introduces kindness and gentleness in that home. When your relationship with your wife and your children and your relatives is based on kindness, know that Allah Ta'ala's blessings is upon their home. And when your relationship and your interaction, your conversation with the people of the house is based on harshness, you are going to break that house. And Allah Ta'ala will take away His blessedness. After all, Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. It is Allah's rahmat that the Prophet of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was kind upon you. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَظًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. If he was harsh and he was vulgar, people would not have surrounded him. He would not have created unity. Kindness and gentleness brings families and communities together. Harshness and vulgarity breaks communities, breaks families. The third particular type of relationship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has emphasized upon is the Muslim Ummah. Innama al-mu'minuna ikhwa, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran, that verily all Muslims are brothers. And this is a brotherhood that is not based on racialism or based on ethnicity or based on tribalism. It is based on the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. All believers, irrespective of their background, they are brothers unto one another. And this is a relationship which is based on the kalima la ilaha illallah. It is not only based on the kalima la ilaha illallah, it is the basis of success. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, la tadkhulul jannata hatta tu'minu. You cannot bring and you will not enter Jannah until you have iman. وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَابُوا. And you do not have iman until you love one another. If you don't love one another, you don't have iman. أَلَا عَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ. Should I not show you something? If you do it, it will create muhabbat amongst you. أَفْشُ السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Spread the salam amongst you. In another hadith, أَلَا مَنْ عَرَفْتَ وَمَنْ لَمْ تَعْرِفْ. To those people whom you know and those people whom you don't know. Today the reality is we only make salam to the people whom we know, not with regard to the people whom we don't know. Islam has laid the greatest emphasis upon the unity and the love and the muhabbat and the harmony of this particular ummah. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Yadullahi ala al-jama'ah. Allah's hand of assistance is upon the united lot. فَإِنَّ الْبَرَكَةَ مَعَ الْجَمَاعَةِ. Blessings is upon the united lot. Brothers, if we are not united, Allah's blessings will not be with us. Allah's assistance will not be with us. One great scholar made mention with regard to it, and he said, you know, he made mention of a very amazing thing. He said, until you are not united, Allah's assistance will not come upon you. He said, in the time of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if there were 10,000 people, then every person had the support and the assistance of 9,999 people. That is why they became successful and they were able to rule the world. Today in one, today if we have 10,000 people, we'll have 11,000 sects. That's the reality. That time there were 10,000, everyone had the support of 9,999 people. That is why they were successful. And this particular aspect of disunity is the one that has broken the ummah. And Allah Ta'ala warns us with regard to it. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned us about it. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْحَبَ رِئُكُمْ. Don't disunite. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fragment you and Allah Ta'ala will make you weak. Brothers, another aspect with regard to this brotherhood is to remember what is happening in Palestine. It is part of our brotherhood. مَثْلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي تَوَادُّهِمْ وَتَرَاحُمِهِمْ. The example of Muslims and the ummah in terms of their mutual care and concern for one another. It is like one single body. One single body. Do we feel the pain? If you have a pain in the toe, or if you have a pain in the tooth, it's a small part of the body. But that pain will not allow the body to become tranquil. The body will become restless. If one portion of the ummah is in pain, the way the people are in Gaza, then how can we as a Muslim ummah, who says innama al-mu'minuna ikhwa, and where Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you are like single one, we're like one single body, do we feel the pain? Do we make the dua? Do we do something with regard to it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them a very great rank. Today, why we feel hurt with regard to the oppression that is meted out. You know, there was a survey done by the Palestinian Health Ministry, which they did a list of the people. They took the details of people who have died. And they took their names so they're not, you know, left in vain. 34,000, more than that, they are still compiling the list. it took 649 pages to take the list of, you know, 34,000 people. From page 0 to 11 was the name of children who were between 0 and 1 year who were killed by the people today who talk about human rights. 11 pages of people who were killed, who were between the age of 0 and 11. And we do feel the pain. But remember, Nabi Karim ﷺ has prophesied this. In one hadith, it appears in Musnad Ahmad and other books of hadith, Nabi Karim ﷺ has said, لا تزال طائفة من أمتي. A group of my ummah will remain on haq. They will remain on the truth. لا يدرهم من خالفهم. The people who oppose them will not be able to harm them. And then Nabi Karim ﷺ was asked, Ya Rasulullah, who is this group that will remain on truth? And the people will not be able to harm them. Nabi Karim ﷺ said, those who are in Baytul Muqaddas and Aknaf Baytul Muqaddas, those who are in Jerusalem and around Jerusalem. Nabi Karim ﷺ told them that this group, they will remain on haq. They are making further kifaya on our behalf. They are protecting Masjid al-Aqsa on our behalf, when that is our third Qibla. I mean, that's our first Qibla, not our first Qibla, right? That is the third most important sacred site. What I mean by third, the third important, third most sacred, but our first Qibla. They are protecting on our behalf. And while we do feel hurt with regard to it, remember that the person and the rank of a shaheed, Ya Allah, what do I explain to you? Nabi Karim ﷺ has said in one hadith, that a person who, you know, why we feel, we are human beings. When we see small children being bombed, and our brothers and sisters being bombed, we feel hurt. But look at the other side. I'll give you an aspect of hope. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the person who is shaheed, who is martyred, he does not feel the pain of his martyrdom more than what you feel the pain of an ant that is stinging you. They don't even feel that amount of pain. In one hadith, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that the person who is made shaheed, he will intercede of 70 people on behalf of his Ahl Bayt, of his own family. He will intercede and take them to Jannah. Person who is shaheed, 70 people he will take to Jannah. In one amazing hadith, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said that the people of Jannah will not want to come back into this world except one group. One group will want to come back into this world. And what is that group? The people who have become shaheed, and they will say to Allah, Ya Allah, send us back to the world. The pleasure and the comfort we got in sacrificing our life in your path, send us back that we can get that same amount of sacrifice and we can get that same amount of pleasure and happiness once again. They are successful. Allah will reward them. It is for us. What have we done with regard to this brotherhood? So I made mention with regard to our correcting our relationship with Allah, correcting our relationship with our family, correcting our relationship with this ummah, with every Muslim brother, so that we can bring the ummah back to where it was. And lastly, just very 1 or 2 minutes I will take, we also have a responsibility to the people around us, to our neighborhood, Muslim or non-Muslim. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized the rights of the neighborhood to such an extent that Nabi Karim, مَا زَالَ جِبْرِيلُ يُسِينِ بِالْجَارُ حَتَّى زَنَنْتُ أَنَّهُ سَيُوَرِّثُ. He made mention with regard to the rights of the neighborhood, people who are in your neighborhood, and people who are in your community, in your country, to such an extent that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I thought that he will make them part of the inheritance. Now can you imagine, as it is, we have enough problems with regard to our inheritance within our family. If they would have become part of the inheritance, what would have happened? That Nabi Karim. And he said that there is a right of the neighbors, 40 houses. You know, 40 houses around you, this part. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, the Sahabi, one day slaughtered a sheep, and slaughtered a sheep. That time it was a very rarity to have meat. And he said, and he told the people, first see to it that you give them, Jewish neighbor, the first portion of that meat. What is our relationship? We brothers, we have a value system. We have such a beautiful deed which we believe is a solution to the ailments of humankind. When are we going to share it with people? Nabi Karim ﷺ went to go and visit a Jewish youngster who was sick. And everyone, we make mention of this hadith. Everyone talks about it. How much have we inculcated within us? Is there a non-Muslim person who is sick that you went to go and visit? Who is your work colleague? Did you show him that respect? You go to a hospital, you go and see someone who is ill. An alim made mention of this recently in South Africa, and I was felt so motivated, I was inspired by it. You go and see your family member in the hospital. Next to him, there is a non-Muslim who is there. Do you have the courtesy to go and ask him, how are you feeling? The Prophet of Allah went to see a Jewish youngster. And the incident is a long one. Nabi Karim said, become a Muslim. And he looked up at his father. The father was amongst those who knew the Prophet of Allah was on truth. And he said, Ati Abul Qasim, follow Abul Qasim. And he became a Muslim. And Nabi said, Alhamdulillah, alladhi anqadahu minan nar. We have a responsibility to the people in our country to be able to share our values. So my dear respected brothers, what I've just done in this short period of time is to say that Islam has come to correct our relationship, to correct our worldly life and our hereafter. And in that I've made mention of correcting our relationship with Allah, correcting our relationship with our family, with our ummah and the broader community. May Allah give you the tawfiq of making amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.